21 for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man.
Good morning, 6:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So I was having a conversation with Scott Lunsford over the weekend, and I learned some things. I thought, oh, we ought to get him on the air to talk about this because this is all fascinating stuff. So joining us now, we have his Cambie tax collector, Scott Lunsford, on the line. Scott, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Great to have you. So let's just talk for a second, because I think people, you know, a lot of the little details about how COVID-19 has changed the way our society functions, just, you know, nobody realizes all the different implications. For example, you guys are still doing driver testing right now, but you're doing it differently because of concerns about public safety, right?
That's correct. Currently, we are using the new West Florida High School on Burgess Road. We're using their driver's ed course, which is painted like a highway. We work with Tallahassee to create a new testing standard that allows us to stand outside the car and give verbal instructions either in person through the driver's window or by Bluetooth through their cell phone. And so we can grade them and observe them from outside the car. We're having very similar results to that we would when we were in the car. So it's a very good process. And so far we've tested about 500 drivers and we've got about 100 in waiting.
So you're testing, now this is kind of like what, the motorcycle testing that you've always done, is that right?
Yes, sir. It's similar to the CDL testing for commercial drivers and motorcycle testing, where we've always stood outside the vehicle to observe their backing, turning, twisting. Obviously, you don't want to get on a motorcycle with a beginner to take the test, so they're all observed completely remotely. And the commercial drivers, all of their skills, where they're backing, turning, parking, those things are all observed from outside the vehicle. So we just adapted that concept to the regular driver's test.
It almost seems to me, as I'm thinking about this, that being on the outside, you almost get a better feel for how well they're able to park, for example, within the lines, or, you know, because you can really see the outside of the car, whereas, you know, when you're inside the car, every car is a little bit different. You know, it seems like it almost offers an advantage in a way to be able to watch those basic skills tests from outside the car.
You're correct. It does, and you do have a lot more visibility. And the good news is it benefits us and the driver. It doesn't affect the driver in any fashion. And we have a lot better view of what's going on and where they're actually moving their vehicle and how they're doing it.
So are they still doing, because when I think of a driver's test, I think of you got to be out on the road, you got to stop at a stop sign, stop light, signal, merge with traffic, all of that kind of stuff. Are you still doing that portion at some point, or are you not doing that portion at all right now?
Currently we're using the total modified exam, where we're doing the basic controls, which is your quick stop, emergency stop, backing, three-point turn, and parking, and that's what we're grading correctly or currently. What we found is those skills are the ones where the majority of the testers fail in the normal driving test. It's rare to have one disqualify over a driving maneuver in traffic. Most of them can go up and down their lanes in good shape. So using that information, we track that heavily in our office so we know where the results are coming from. So using that information is how we identified what we would do to give them a test that was fair and would be able to demonstrate their ability to drive safely.
That's fascinating. So essentially what you're saying is that even though it seems counterintuitive that we don't put them on the road, you've found over the years that the people who fail on the road fail in these particular ways that can be tested without actually putting them out on the road, instead just putting them on the skills course. And so you're finding the not-yet-ready drivers this way, and you don't have to do all the – that's – man, that's just fascinating. Okay. I mean, that's very, very interesting.
Right.
You know.
Well, the ones that you would be concerned about identify themselves very quickly in these maneuvers.
Right. Which makes sense, right? The ones that are not good drivers will show in the, you know, the basic skills. Are you the first county in the state to do it this way? Or, you know, because it sounds like you're kind of, you know, like you submitted to the state. Are other counties doing this?
They are now. We've got several counties that are modeling ours. I'm proud to say we invented this process, took it to DHSMV and convinced them got them to let us test drive it to see if the results were similar. And yes, we were the first to do it. We invented it. And then DMV took it and polished it a little bit to their liking, and they're using it in their stores as well.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating. All right. So there were a couple other things I wanted to ask you about. Scott, in case you don't know, Scott Lunsford, the tax collector. The tax collector is over all these different – there's all kinds of different things. You know, he is the tax collector. He is the gun permit guy. He's the driver's license guy. There's all of this different stuff that his office oversees. One of the things – because actually the reason I had called you is I was just curious about how learner's permits work in conjunction with driver's licenses, because we have a 16-year-old. And you told me something that I thought was fascinating, that a learner's permit renews for 8 years, and then if you convert to a driver's license, it basically fleshes out that term for 8 years. But you were telling me that there are some people who renew their learner's permit 16, 24, 32, like for a long period of time. Is that right?
That is true. We have quite a few older folks. I've seen them in their 60s and 70s with a learner's permit. Some of it's based on culture, but the culture of the family. And as long as you renew it on time and there's nothing, no incidents or anything to cause anything to go wrong, then you can renew that your entire life if you choose.
Culture,
they're
what do you
mean? For 8 years at a time.
Culture of the family, what do you mean?
Well, some Middle Eastern families we see it's more typical for the lady to have a learner's permit versus a regular driver's license. And it seems like it's part of their family culture. We've never really asked, but that's just the impression I get.
Sure. Okay. So where the husband has a driver's license, but the wife has a learner's permit. So she can drive it only with him because of the kind of the culture. That's also fascinating. All right. Hang on for just a second, Scott, because I know one of the other things people are very curious about is concealed carry permits, especially with it seems like they were not being processed for a little while, and maybe now they are again. I just want to get people up to speed on that. What is the current status of the gun permits? Because my understanding was that for a while, Nikki Fried, the agriculture commissioner, had basically put a pause on all of them, and there was some talk of lawsuits and constitutional rights and all of this. But what was happening and what is happening now?
Well, when COVID first came out, of course, there were so many unknowns. How close could you be and those kind of things? So we closed for about 2 weeks off the top of my head. What I did was sit down and I designed a sneeze guard that we could mount to the wall that closely fit that machine. And we started back issuing concealed weapons permits as soon as we got those installed. So last Monday, we issued like 22 of them last Monday, originals, and quite a few renewals as well. So we're in the concealed weapons business at Warrington. You can get one there. Originals are by appointment. Renewals are walk-in. Our Molina store is the same way. And we're keyed up to have Marcus Point installed, so we'll have equipment there. With COVID, the state's not doing any traveling, any off-site work, so we're just waiting for them to start again, and we'll be able to offer it there as well.
But then wasn't there an issue with the processing of them where the state wasn't processing them for, like, I know you have been producing them or originating them, but I thought there was some kind of an issue with the processing of them for a while. Am I wrong about that?
If a person could come into our office and get processed, those applications were going through.
Okay.
There were some issues in Tallahassee on their side. But if you were able to get into our offices and we processed it, they were being processed.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's
good
news.
You know, I've been working for a while to get the statute changed a little bit to allow folks to, currently you can apply from home and then mail everything in, and it's snail mail and it has to be input when it gets there, and then they start the process and it adds weeks to getting the license. And what we've been asking the Department of Agriculture to do is allow you to start the application at home, pause it, come to our office, be fingerprinted, photographed, answer a few basic questions, and we would transmit all of that as an electronic package just as if you had finished the whole thing in the office. So hopefully we'll keep trying this year to get them to approve it, and you'll do the most of the work at home and then come in and we'll finish it up and verify your identity, get your ID, photograph, fingerprints, and you'll get it in a couple, 3 weeks.
Well, obviously faster, in my opinion. The faster you can get it, the better that is. Scott Lunsford, he is the tax collector and also the gun permit guy and also the driver's license guy and a bunch of other stuff for Escambia County. Scott, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it, man. Very interesting stuff.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having us on. We enjoyed it.